Yes, sir, doctor. Indicating progress note coverage for Dr. Choudhary, Choudhary. The follow-up patient name, VOID void, Celestine, 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 date of birth 4/6/1943. Place, future care, Sandtown. Date of service, 5/27/2023. Progress note, subjective. Patient seen as a follow-up. She has dysphagia. She has a G-tube. And 2 days ago at the nursing home, they reported to have a G-tube came out. Patient was sent to the emergency room at Midtown campus on 25th. And the patient was evaluated over there. And G2 was changed. Patient tolerated the procedure well. And subsequently, she was sent back. Patient does have a known peripheral vascular disease. And he has a left foot ganglionous toes. And erythema, the last visit when I saw her, and there was some evidence of cellulitis on the left foot, I started her doxycycline, and that was maintained to complete 7 days course. Today when I saw the patient doing well, her G-tube is in place. She denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. He's a poor historian. Patient family is at the bedside, her daughter sitting around the patient. No other complaint. Aruva system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear in the condition, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, no vomiting. In dysphagia, G-tube is in place. Extremities, lower extremity, dark skin, left foot ganglionous toes, and left foot edema. That is much better compared to previous visit, but still some edema there, but there's no redness. Medications. Upon discharge from the hospital, she was maintained on her medications. She had been getting lidocaine patch for the pain. Lipitor 40 milligram daily, gabapentin 100 milligram G2. Prevacid 30 milligram daily by G-tube, melatonin 5 milligram QPM for insomnia, metoprolol 12.5 milligram BID, oxycodone 5 milligram 2 tablet every 8 hour as needed for pain, Miralax 17 gram daily, and I got 8.6 milligram 2 tablet at night, 500 milligram daily, vitamin D supplement 2000 units daily. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert but forgetful, disoriented, vital stable. No respiratory distress. Blood pressure 126/74, pulse 74, temperature 97%, respiration 20, pulse of 97%. Next and next, upon the GVD chest, tender lungs are clear, and the wheezing heart, SMS2, abdomen, sarna, antenna, bosom, positive GTV, and trace extremities, left foot, edema, gangrenous toes noted, swelling is getting better, neuro, she's awake, confused, disoriented. Assessment, dysphagia, status post, replacement of the new G-tube. Next line. Dementia, next line, diabetes mellitus, next line, hypertension, next line, hyperlipidemia, next line, peripheral vascular disease has been seen by vascular Dr. Lilly group at Midtown campus. At the previous consultation, as per vascular note, patient was not candidate for revascularization. They recommended local skin care, and if no significant improvement, she may need amputation. Plan of care, I have discussed with the patient doctor who's at the bedside, but the vascular recommendation, she's aware of that, but she's requesting a second opinion from Dr. Saeedi, S-A-E-D-I. I have discussed the nursing staff, and they will arrange the patient to be followed by Dr. Saeedi for consultation for vascular. In the meantime, we'll continue local skin care, continue G2 feeding, continue our current medications, and monitor her closely. Thank you.